There's good news tonight. Amen. It's payday. Amen. Man, that was awesome. Today's payday. Amen. This morning I got paid. Amen. This afternoon I got paid. Amen. Tonight I got a big check. Amen. And I got to cash it. Right? It's not an objective knowledge, you know? I was just thinking about that. I'm so happy that it's not like, here's $100 and then that's it. But I get to cash it. That's the subjective experience. How much do we get to buy? How much do we get to enjoy? I was thinking about Brother Ken's experience about prayer and just how it used to just kind of be like, I don't really want to do that. I'm going to fall asleep. But I was thinking about all these points and I was like, man, there's so much that I get to experience. I can't wait to pray over this outline. I can't wait to pray some of these verses. We get to be partakers of His holiness. Amen. Who's ever heard that before? Man, that's awesome. I don't need more objective knowledge. You know what I need? I need experience. Lord, bring me into this experience. There's so many good prayers that have come out. There's so many points here. Man, rich. Lord Jesus, Your name. There's a person living in You, Eric. You know what? And when you call Him, He moves. Right? He comes in. He feeds us. He nourishes us. The Word. Man, this is enjoyable. These verses. I am crucified with Christ. You can pray it. You know, you can pray it with someone else. You can sing it with someone else. I'm just happy. You know what? We're just learning to convert. Right? We're learning. I am learning. Thank You, Lord. I get to learn. I get to learn a little more. I want to convert all the knowledge I know into subjective experience. And we got so many practical methods or ways, right? And it's enjoyable. I think that's the highlight right there. It's enjoyable. Amen. You know, he said the word that he finished with wasn't maybe that exciting, but you know what? I'm excited. I've heard so much, and now I get to do so much. We've been given so many, like, so many gifts tonight, calling, singing, praying. Amen. You know what? Just thank You, Lord. I think that's sweet. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. And I really just appreciate that, you know, we get to experience our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Spirit of reality is in us, and He's in our spirit. I enjoyed a brother, he said one time, you know, I'm not a cat, and I'm not a dog, but I'm a man with a spirit. And this, the Spirit of reality, the life-giving Spirit, lives in our spirit and is guiding us into all the reality. And this is just Christ Himself. But we don't just have an objective Christ that we're just like, okay, cool. But we have a subjective Christ who we can experience day by day. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of us have heard that no one can argue with your experience of Christ. You know, a lot of people like to argue about doctrine, argue about what's right, what's wrong. But once you share your subjective experience of Christ to someone, they cannot argue. All they can say is like, well, okay. Okay, bro. That's it. Hey, they might even say amen. But I just really appreciate that. We get to experience Christ in our daily life. And that verse, Matthew 6:6, when I first heard that about that our God sees, right, and he repays us. I really enjoy that. That's the first time I ever heard that. It's payday. You know, every morning it's payday. You know, and you know, I'm married, so I wake up a little earlier than my wife, and when the alarm goes off, I quickly just, you know, hit the stop button to stop the alarm. Otherwise, my wife will wake up. And so before I used to get a little bothered because I was like, man, I can't call on the name of the Lord like I want to call on the name of the Lord. But that's not the point. He sees in secret. So it's very okay when I wake up, I just put the covers over my head and just, Lord Jesus. That's all I'm doing. I'm just there. You know, He sees in secret. You know, it's not so much that we have to be so loud and so, like, you know, walking around, pacing around the house and just, Lord, and, you know, if you do that, that's okay. But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just our Father sees in secret and He repays us. That's awesome. Lord Jesus, we get to experience Him in so many different ways, and it's so awesome. It's so awesome. And this matter of being doers is awesome because we can hear all these things And, you know, we may share this to others, and we're just, and again, others are like, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good concept. Yeah, that's good. But actually, we get to do it. It's so different to do it. We're doers of the Word of God, right? And so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's dealing with so many things, and he's going deeper and deeper in our practical experience in our daily life with Christ.
Feel free to come share if you have something to overflow. Something to come be in. Hallelujah. Some others can come too.
You can share for many things in the year.
You will? Okay. Sometimes you get lost, you know, in the world. Like, you're like, bro, just want to play basketball, just want to do this and that. You know, before when I was a kid, it was like, yeah, you can just like be what's up, God, once a day and be like, that's it. But then you realize, you know, I meet Gustavo, I meet my buddies, I mean, all you guys, right? Like, that's not how you live life. You don't just take one shot, walk off the court, right? You gotta be like God every second, every minute, you know? If you were there, like if, you know, if I knew him like I knew him now, if I would have called on him, it would be a different world. But I'm not gonna get lost over that. I'm gonna get lost over where I'm at now. I'm in the kingdom, bro. That's it.
Okay. I had an experience right before the meeting. So we came, yesterday, and it was so rich, so flowing. And this morning and all the meetings have just been so enjoyable. And we had rec time, and even that was enjoyable. We played soccer, and it was just so, my spirit was filled the whole time. And then about half an hour before this meeting, just like, I have something going on tomorrow. And then somebody was like, oh, can I like drop in and do this thing? And then my whole world just started to spin. Okay. And so I was just like, Lord, like, and I was filled with all this worry. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm going to mess this up and this and that. And I'm like, Lord, I just want to enjoy you, but I don't feel like I can. And so I came into the meeting and I'm like, oh my gosh, nothing's gonna fix this. I'm gonna be miserable the whole time. Lord, God help me. And the singing, the singing was incredible tonight. It's always amazing. But you know those few meetings when the singing is just so overwhelming, you could do it for hours and just never stop. That's what it was tonight. And I was like, Lord, thank you. He knew how to cut right through that cinder block right in my world at that time. And so I was able to enjoy the meeting. Praise the Lord. And so I had a subjective experience right before the meeting. And then I was touched by this verse. I really love it. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed. Amen. Not consumed. I was consumed. His compassions do not fail. Amen. His compassions never fail. And his compassions do not fail for me tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord for the reality.
Amen. John 17:14-17. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them out of the hands of the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Amen. Your word is truth. Amen. I really appreciated that our only need is to eat the word. If we aren't eating the word, then everything that we have is hypocrisy. It's false. And in my classes recently, we were talking about the need to perfect your mind so that you can be in like inner peace, so that you are a better therapist to your clients. I study occupational therapy. And but that's just exercising your mind. There's no reality there. We need to eat the word. That's the only reality. Otherwise, it's a joke. It's an outward shell that falls apart. So we just need to go back to our campuses and eat the word. Lord, make us desperate to eat the word every day.
Amen. I'm just happy to be here to enjoy the Lord in a subjective way. Amen. So I really love the singing, and I love the filling the spirit up, breaking to every part and flowing out. You know, when we consider the picture of a man, we have the spirit and we have the soul. Yeah. And you know, when we get filled up in the spirit, you know, we flow through in our soul and we break through our soul, you know. So from last year retreat in October, just a picture that helps on a sharing is when we consider the soul as a bowl and a cup as a spirit. So when you fill the cup with water, it flows into the bowl. So that's what happens when our spirit gets filled up. You know, it breaks through our soul, it gets filled up, you know. And God making home in our will, in our emotions, in our mind, you know, God making home in our heart. You know, I just love it. Amen.
The way to live the Christian life is by eating. Amen. Right? Just like Rebecca was sharing, I appreciated that eating is the way. I don't know, I had this picture in my mind of the world's view of people who live in Southern California, right? Is that they're all sunny and they look beautiful and happy and anyway, all of these, this picture. And why is this? It's because typically they are eating healthy things, right? They're ingesting juices and all of these concepts. But in this way, we are also, this is the picture of our Christian life, right? Us eating the word and digesting the word in our spirit, and just like the brother was sharing today, converting this spirit, or converting this word, this knowledge into spirit, this is how we are beautified, right? And this is how we become so living, so vibrant, so attracting. Now, I don't know, I've never really met someone from like Southern California that I'm like, wow, you're beautiful. But I've met a lot of saints, you're like, wow, you're beautiful. You know, you're so shining, you're so vibrant, you're so attracting. But this attracting, I appreciate it, is just Christ, right? Just Christ in our being. And when we eat Christ, we become more like him. What is that? 1 Corinthians 3:18, right? Beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are being transformed into the image from glory to glory. So saints, I mean, I was encouraged today that this is a matter of our eating. This is a matter of our spending time in the word. But also, we already know the outcome, right? The outcome is just Christ.
Amen. Amen. So I was really touched by Brother Ken sharing earlier about the hymn he was talking about, and he focused on the word me. And you know, I usually have my kind of doctrinal way of praying at night for my family, my friends, my companions, my loved ones. But one night I was just touched by the Lord, you know, after I finished my list, pray for you. And I froze there for a moment because I'm so used to like praying for everybody else, you know, taking care of my mom, my sister, my household, all that. And you know, the Lord is inexhaustible, and he really did have something left for me. And I was almost admittedly brought to tears during that moment as well, because he wants us, you know, built into the body and, you know, into oneness, but he also cares so much for each individual member, so much, you know. And I was very touched by that and reminded by that by Brother Ken sharing earlier. Amen.
Something this message touched me in a particular way. And that was Brother Ken's question, Lord, did they, the basketball team, or football team, lose because of me? And it reminded me of a particular thing that I guess I have a similar way of thinking about it. Is this situation this way against my will? And it made me to think, Lord, is it because you want me to turn to you in this situation? And thinking more about it, I realized that ever since maybe when I was 11, I can name at least one thing during my life that it was just on my heart, and it was, I struggled with it. And there was this one point at summer school where we were doing consecrations and stuff, and I asked the Lord to deal with me as he had dealt with Israel, like wrestling. I felt like during the Lord has honored that, in that, just in the way that he has arranged these particular situations, and I can't tell you exactly what they are. But okay, so I kind of wrote this encapsulating note, call me Israel. I don't know how many of you get that joke, but I just praise the Lord that he disciplines those whom he loves.
I just appreciate the eating the word of God, and that his word is spirit and that is life. I know Brother Filani shared something like one of the last points he shared is, you know, our enjoyment of the Lord and our coming to him is not just because, you know, it fills us up. Yes, it makes us feel joyful. We get in our spirit. These are all good things, but it's all for the building up of the body, right? Don't forget that. It's all for the building up of the body. And this is just so precious to me because sometimes I forget. I'm just enjoying the Lord, and then, you know, I go home and I just go in my room, or someone, my roommate, will be like, hey, you were at your Christian thing. How was it? It was great. You know, and you just walk off, and it's just like, Lord, just touch me to say something, maybe. Just a little tidbit, a little nugget. And, you know, yeah, amen. I just enjoyed that.
I just wanted to echo Brother Ken's sobering yet absolutely necessary word at the end concerning being open to the discipline of the Holy Spirit. And even we have to be willing to allow the spirit of reality to guide us into all the reality. It wasn't that long ago when I was an undergraduate, and most of it, I was just burning for the Lord. I felt like I was always on the mountaintop praying crazy prayers. And, you know, I think when we were singing just now, you know, break through every part. Break through every part. Mind, emotion, will, and heart. That's all wonderful, right? And we're really on a high this weekend, and it's awesome. But do we really realize or understand what we're singing? What we're asking for? You know, I went through a really difficult time my senior year in college, and I was fellowshipping with an older brother, and he told me, the Lord is just answering your prayers. You know, a lot of times when I'm just like, why are you doing this, Lord? How could this be happening to me? But we don't realize that it is that very situation that is the answer to our prayer. The Lord needs to bring us through situations to really break through every part, to allow the living water to flow out of our innermost being. And it is at those very moments when things seem most difficult, where we're not sure what's going on in our life, it is at those very moments that we must remain open to the Lord. It is in those very moments that we must remain willing to allow the spirit of reality to guide us into all the reality. So may the Lord really gain us. May he use this weekend speaking to guide us into more reality.
Okay, saints, no more coming up. And then we need to limit it to 1 minute. So when you get to 1 minute, you'll hear the guitars and you need to wrap it up so that we can...
I appreciated that in the beginning, man fell and the tree of life was blocked. So there was no way for man to eat of God. So I appreciated that Jesus, he died on the cross, and so did our sin. So he took the place of our sin and it got nailed to the cross. So after that, he said, it is finished. And then the veil was torn. I didn't realize until today that this veil was the tree of life, what was being blocked. is now open for us to eat the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Don't you appreciate so much? We need to have a subjective experience. I think I had been really pricked in my conscience. So many times I enjoyed the things that I hear during the conferences. But when I go home, where is my experience? I hear so much about abiding in the vine, but where is my fruit? It's because this didn't become my subjective experience. One thing that pricked me the most, reading the Bible. You must be in the Word, or else your subjective experience will come to a standstill. And this has been my experience this semester. I stopped reading the Word because I felt like, oh, I'm going to spend time to study. And my experience of the Lord just plummeted, and my enjoyment of the Lord plummeted. We need to be in the Word, because in the Word, you can have the subjective experience.
Hallelujah, the Spirit of reality is guiding us.
Amen.
I just enjoyed through this program how the Spirit of God leads us one step to another, from grace to grace. I remembered my schedule for this semester was packed, so Tuesdays and Wednesdays for Bible studies, I couldn't make it. But for no reason or some reason I don't understand, my professors dropped the class, so we were moved to Friday, and my whole Wednesday schedule was just open. And I got to enjoy this, and I got to be here this semester. And today, during the revival, I just went out. I didn't know what to do. I just stood there, but God just told me, let my spirit guide you. Wow. And right now, I'm so blessed to be here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I feel like growing up, my experience was very much of one that just knew objective truths but didn't have any subjective experiences. So whenever I would try or I was placed in a situation where I could speak something about life, I would always freeze or like tense up and avoid the subject. But at the beginning of this new year, you know, I just prayed to the Lord, Lord, I want you to be more real to me. And he started giving me an appetite for the Word. I started talking to him more every single day. And so little by little, he began to place me in situations where I feel like I could actually dispense life into people for the first time. And I feel like, you know, praise the Lord for new beginnings. Every opportunity, he always gives us a chance to come back to him, to talk to him, and to be doers, not just sit through these messages, but to be able to convert these objective truths into subjective experiences. So if you just pray to the Lord for him to be more real to us, to be our reality, then we can really be able to see him as reality.
Amen. I just appreciated this image tonight of the washing of the rice. Thank you, Lord, that even if I don't understand something at first, or I'm trying to read and I'm trying to chew on the Word, and I might not understand it right away, but thank you, there's something subjective going on there. Thank you, even if I don't understand or I don't understand, like I don't see what's going on, you're entering into me, and I can eat of the living bread.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed that we need to have a subjective experience, and I was looking at the outline, what to speak, and I was looking at the last point, spiritual companions. And sometimes spiritual companions, whether the same age, older, or younger, I feel like my personal experience is that they can help usher you into the subjective experience. And because like sometimes they turn to you or you turn to them, they need to have a subjective experience in order to help you. And it's kind of related to what we covered during the group time, where you know sometimes you want to go and flow out to somebody, but if you don't have a subjective experience and you're not filled because you didn't have morning wash that morning or you didn't read the Word at all this week, it's so hard for us to be able to, the Lord to be able to function through us.
Brothers and sisters, I really enjoyed that preaching the gospel, that I feel like God gave me many opportunities that let me talk to people. Like for example, this past week, I was talking to my friends, I'm going away for the weekends. My friend's like, oh yeah, where are you going? What is it about? I was like, it's like COC, Christian on Campus. And then kind of afraid to tell them like what it's really about, because I don't want my friends to judge me. But like right now, I feel like that's the God's opportunity to tell me to preach the gospel. Amen. Let the Spirit flow out of me. Amen. And tell them more. So I was feeling like I should spend more time, like, even through our schedules are packed. I know, like, there's schools or work, so you don't have time to go lunch, grab friends, but there's always time at the end of, like, maybe class. It's like, yo, should we, like, go somewhere and sit down, like, talk about, like, grab a lunch. We don't really need to talk about, like, gospel and stuff, but maybe, like, you get to know them better, and then maybe at the end, you can tell them, like, yo, I really like this thing happened over the week. And yes, amen.
This morning when Juan was speaking, I was just getting this whole new appreciation for who God sent Jesus as and just who Jesus is as a person. And during this meeting, I was really touched on the sinful woman and how much more she loved the Lord because of how much she was forgiven. And I was just thinking about my own experiences lately and just was kind of realizing that, like, if I had a daily subjective experience of the Lord and really understood what he has forgiven me for and all that he's forgiven me for and all that he's done, how much more would I love him? Amen.
So what I really appreciated was when we did the groups and we were talking about just like that we need to learn to be interested in people and then also kind of talk to people in a normal way about the Lord or just reach out to them in a normal way. And it reminds me of like how I received the Lord. So I'm a new believer. I received the Lord in August. And so before that, I didn't believe anything into the Lord, and I didn't want to, but I came into the church life a little bit by my friends who like were like, oh, you should come with us. I watched my friends kind of go through this, and I was like, sure, I'm open to learning, you know, like about new people, but not really about the Lord. And so I met these amazing people who are like so welcoming, made me feel so at home, even though I made it pretty clear. Like I didn't want to be a believer and I didn't want anything to do with the Lord, but people, that was great. And so about maybe like a year and a half goes in and, you know, I still don't want to believe into the Lord, but the Lord kind of made me believe into him. He like put me in this situation, you know, he's like, ah, well, you know, I'm going to put you in a life situation where you can't turn away. And I did though. I had so many signs. The Lord was like reaching out from all these different people. And I was like, no, no, no. But the one thing that stuck in my head was like how welcoming these amazing people were, even though I didn't want anything to do with the Lord. I didn't want anything to do with that type of life. But here I am, and I believed, and I got baptized 2 weeks ago, so, and I love the Lord, and I'm starting to see his reality that we're talking about this weekend, and it is so sweet, and I mean, we're just planting seeds. I was, you know, a little half of a seed, maybe, and then I'm starting to grow, and it's pretty sweet how the Lord is just, he places these amazing people, and then if, you know, they treated me in a normal way, they were so welcoming, and then I believed. So there's hope for everybody, because literally, I was one of the people that you would have been like, ah, she's probably never going to believe. But here I am, so yeah, praise the Lord for his reality and that we can see his vision. Praise the Lord.
Is there a video? Yeah. Hello.